We're here in Santa Barbara County, home to one of the longest running cloud seeding operations in the country. We've got some ground-based cloud seeding equipment right here, and we're going to get to hear all about how it works and see it in action. Let's check it out. Cloud seeding is the most common type of weather modification, and it has many different techniques and applications. Today, it's mostly used to increase rain and snowfall, reduce the size of hail, and reduce fog at airports.
Traditionally, cloud seeding has been done from the air. So airplanes have had racks on them where these same flares are positioned on the airplane, and the airplane flies into the storm. So in order to reduce the cost to the client and reduce our carbon footprint, we've been able to station these on the ground. Now, we can do this in places where weather permits.
Behind a barbed wire fence designed to keep away curious cattle, the cloud seeding gear awaits the right kind of weather.
So these are referred to as AHOGs. That stands for Automated High Output Ground Seeding Systems. We've got three primary components of our equipment here. The first is the control module that you see behind me. Then we have our actual cloud seeding flares. The camera is for security. It also helps us observe weather conditions in real time and make sure that all of the equipment is operating correctly during a storm. Inside these canisters are the flares with the seeding agents. The canisters are used as spark arresters, so they prevent sparks from reaching the ground. So if we pull off the spark arrester, you can see the flare inside. The ignition of the flares are controlled from the control module that's behind us. So the white triangle there is a cell service modem, and then the solar panel keeps us powered. Inside we have a battery and then a control board. So the control board interacts with the software. We're linked or synced with the software in Utah currently, and that allows us to fire or ignite any of the flares from that remote location.
Because of the lack of clouds and proper wind conditions, today is not a good day for cloud seeding at all. But Garrett and his team are going to light a flare for us anyway, so we can show you how it works. There's just one small problem. The battery in the control module died shortly before we arrived, but it's nothing a little jumpstart can't fix. After a little juice from Garrett's truck, it's time to set off the flare.
The primary seeding agent in this is silver iodide. Silver iodide is a simple compound. It's polar in nature like water, so there's chemical properties that help attract water molecules to silver iodide. It's also structured molecularly similar to ice. So it helps generate or helps spawn the generation of ice buildup, and then that becomes a hailstone or a snowflake that falls here primarily as rain. So one flare like this has billions and billions of potential sites for that water to congregate around. We'll launch them in sequences. We watch the radar to see when bands of the highest concentration of liquid water are passing above us in the clouds, and we try to target those high concentration pockets in the storm systems. We'll launch between 3 and 20 flares for a typical storm. Once the flare is lit, it takes a little bit of time to carry up into the clouds, and once it's up at the proper elevation, it'll take about 20 minutes to instigate the rain or the snow process. So overall, you're probably looking at about 40 to 45 minutes before you're seeing the maximum result. And that's why we're stationed miles away from our target area. So we have very specific targets that drain directly into major water basins, and we time these events to correlate with rain above those intended targets. One of the biggest questions or most common questions that we receive relates to the safety of silver iodide. Silver is biologically inert, so it will not interact in a negative fashion with plant or animal life. Iodine is actually a critical building block of a number of hormones in animals, so it is safe as well. In fact, if you look at table salt or baby formula, you'll see iodine in its molecular form as an additive in those commonly consumed substances.
But what about other potential adverse effects? Could cloud seeding affect communities outside the targeted areas?
Sometimes there is a concern about robbing Peter to pay Paul. So are we benefiting California at the expense of Nevada? And the truth is that storm systems, when they move over off the coastline, only about 10% of that moisture is going to fall in the form of precip. And we're looking at increasing that to about 11% because we have about a 10% increase in the natural storm's productivity. So going from 10% to 11% in California has an insignificant impact on the amount of precip that will still be available in Nevada or Utah.
Built into the program are kind of checks to make sure that we don't come across anything negative.
The entire entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globalists have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
I've been down, but not this far.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of The War Room is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Joined in studio by the one and only Rex Jones. You can follow him on X at Rex Jones News with a Z. And, of course, he runs 50%off.com, where you can get a lot of great products. How are you doing today, sir?
Dude, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me. I wish it wasn't always so heavy when we went on the show. But we're getting into all of it today. You're talking about the cloud seeding. Now we're going to talk about the files.
Yeah, and we were talking about the files a little bit before as well. And actually, I did a whole rundown. I did a breakdown of this story on X, and the crew can bring that up. Because...
But I'm already seeing this. It says something about Mossad. I was told by Ben Shapiro he worked for North Korea.
You're right. Well, that's what this is about, because right. I think we're in this sort of awkward like preteen phase of the conspiracy theory where
sure.
It's not just fully acknowledged and justified by the mainstream yet,
right.
But it's too obvious for them to totally ignore it. So they're having to address it in a way that they're trying to downplay the claims, and it's fascinating to see the way that they're trying to manipulate these claims. Because the headline is from the Times, so this is the Times of London, right? This is probably the biggest and most, it's like the New York Times and the Times. These are the newspapers of record, and it says, "Was Epstein a Mossad agent? New files deepen mystery over Israeli links." And so I saw a bunch of people posting this going, oh, the mainstream media is finally getting into it. They're finally asking the questions. No, they're not, folks. This is a cover-up. This whole article is downplaying the claims. It presents the claims, and then it presents the counterclaims. And by the end of it, the point of this article is for the people who read it to be able to go, oh, I heard about those claims. There's nothing to them.
Right, and that's what they're trying to do. They want to memory hole the whole thing. I just saw Ghislaine Maxwell, Ghislaine, whatever you want to call her. I just saw her come out and say, well, you know, I'm ready to testify for full clemency, of course, to wipe away it all. And I'm ready to say that both Trump and Clinton never did anything wrong. And you look at that, you're like, huh. So no one ever got trafficked. Epstein acted alone. He didn't even act at all. They want to make it like he's a non-entity. But we have thousands, tens of thousands of emails with redacted names detailing crimes with coded language. And then on top of that, oh, of course, we're going to exonerate both sides and we're just going to go to sleepy time. And hey, war with Iran's about to start. You ready for that?
It was probably Russia. It was probably Russia at the
North
end
Korea.
Of the day. Yeah, it was Russia, North Korea, and probably Iran. I'm really surprised they haven't tried to go with Iran or Qatar.
Maybe Somalia. Maybe they'll blame Somalia.
Somalia? I mean, I think Qatar. I think if Jeffrey Epstein was a Qatari agent, I mean, I think that really ties it all together.
Laura Loomer would be pretty happy about that.
Absolutely.
Right.
But, I mean, it's like... how ridiculous is this situation? And what is it about America that we are not responding to this?
Right. Well, I think it's perfectly encapsulated by what we saw last night with the Super Bowl, right? Notice you don't even have – it's grown to a point where you have a halftime show and then you have a halftime show for the other half of the country, right? And everyone's like, we're going to watch the big game. I'm going to watch 25 minutes of gameplay crammed into 3.5 hours of ads in a halftime concert. And it's like the American public is so drip-fed dopamine that you watch the fake heroes on the TV. You then go into the halftime show or you go to the other halftime show. Because we don't like those people. Those people are bad. Both sides say the same thing. And it's like the pedophiles that run our government are laughing. Like we're paying taxes to them as we speak. Whenever you make a bet, you know, on, oh, I think Seahawks are going to win. I think Patriots are going to get more than a touchdown. Every time you do that, they're making money off the credit card processing fees. Yeah. So I would just say, like, maybe instead of wearing the jerseys of like the Seahawks or the Patriots or any NFL team, maybe they should just wear like the shirt on the front should be the face of their favorite pedophile. And then they can have the name and the age of the children that that guy likes on the back.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Right?
We can be rooting for our favorite pedophile.
Well, just be open about it, you know, because like they love to say this, but it's true. Silence is violence.
Silence is complicity.
Right.
And complicity in all of it. And that's the thing. I'm like arguing with people online right now. Because I feel like people don't understand how to approach this or how to address this.
Right.
When I think the path has been laid out before us with 10 years of hatred against white people and normalizing the way people talk about white people. You know, there's no white person that will feel offended if you say, I denounce white supremacy.
Right.
But if you say, I denounce Jewish supremacy, everybody calls you an anti-Semite.
Well, let's take it one step further. I mean, it should just be boilerplate, you know, human status that these people need to be publicly hung, right?
And like, that's start
not,
there.
And that's not a crazy thing to say, right? Like, I heard, I forget which, it was a congressman, it wasn't a senator, it was a guy kind of allied with Massey making the point of like, hey, like, we should hang these people, and I don't think that's an extreme position. I think it's a moderate one. You got people, and the whole goal, and this has to be understood, right? Not even necessarily with the racial justice agenda, although it's tied to that in sort of a sick coalition of, you know, oppressed people's sort of way, but they want to turn the LGBT thing into a pro-PDF file thing.
Mm.
That's the goal, right? So people that are in that camp or whatever, you have to be the strongest against this stuff.
Right.
100% because really complicit, because that's normalized now. It's like, oh, you know, hey, 5-10 years, oh, this person, you know, he likes people that are, you know, under the age of 10. Right. Well, and, oh, it's normal now. You can't be hateful. You can't discriminate. You can't march in the street and ask for those people to be hung, which is what I think should happen.
Right.
That will be discriminatory. So the time is now. And it's like Kurt Metzger, the great comedian. He goes on Jimmy Dore all the time. Phenomenal guy. Really fan of his. Big fan of his. He made the point of, hey, like, this is the crossroads. If we sign off on this and if we accept this and if we don't rotate, like, get excited, like as excited as you are about your favorite sports team, about dealing with these people in a very final and legal way, then we're cooked.
Absolutely.
We deserve it.
Absolutely. And I think, I'm not sure if this is who you're talking about, but I did see James Fishback, governor candidate for Florida. He said that they should be hung, and people were saying, you think you're in favor of lynching? Or actually, you know, and he was—
Oh, it's so sick.
Yeah, and he was talking about it with Don Lemon, actually.
Right.
He was saying anybody that did this to a church in the past would have been charged, found guilty, and hung. And he's like, I'm not calling for lynching, because lynching doesn't even mean hanging. It means, like, extrajudicial killing.
Right.
Of any sort.
Well, it's like that lady who went on The View, and she's like, when I grew up in Ohio, me and my mama, we'd walk down the street, and it had to be a person that was hung, and it would be a white person that tried to help a black person, or it would be a black person. The last lynching took place in 1911.
Right.
So it's just like an outright lie, but they want to use these really strong terms that evoke, you know, a sense of anger out of people, because people are right. Like, people don't want to be oppressed. People want people to be free. People want people to, you know, live in equality and be able to communicate and cooperate with each other. They use your baseline good human emotion, they channel it into something completely negative that makes no sense at all. It's completely alien to the equation. Like, what does it have to do with arresting the PDF files and freeing our country when we just scream slogans at each other left or right?
Right.
It does nothing, right? Like, we should all get on the single issue platform. Hey, we can work out everything else later. And I'm very pro-life, even abortion. We can work everything else out later, because it's all downstream of these monsters.
100%. I could not agree more. So what do we need to do? Like, how do we, because the UK is like collapsing under this, and it's so weird. It's like this bizarro world where we get to look through this magical mirror to see, like, here's what the world looks like if things were normal, you know, but it's in the UK, and it's like covering this. I was saying last week, it's as if I'm covering a UK scandal.
This is
a US scandal, but the UK seems to be the only ones that are actually responding to it.
Yeah, well, you know, we got that clip of King Charles, if we got that ready.
Yeah, let's
go to
that.
The citizenry, they're still pretty supportive of their leadership. And I'm saying we're real close to this domestically at home. I mean, the leader worship on both sides, I'm telling you, it's got to stop. These people are our servants. They work for us. They are public officials. They're appointed to their jobs to be servants of the public. And they lord over us, ladies and gentlemen. That's all they do. And all we have to do, and you ask about, like, the actionable step, peacefully, nonviolently, and I'm going to start looking into how to do this, the reasoning of why they did it in the first place during the civil rights movement. We need to have peaceful, you know, groups of people, old and young, black, white, straight, gay, I don't care, marching down the street, singing with each other, hang the PDF files, hang the PDF files. Oh, that's hateful. You can't do that. Oh, are you part of the problem? Do we need to add you to some sort of list? You know, because anyone that hurts the little one, you got to go immediately.
Right.
Right.
I would think that we could agree on that. And, you know, we've seen it again. It's just, it's like pathetic that it's right. come to this, but we've got people sort of holding their own individual protests. We played a video last week of a lady going, I found out where this guy was. He's in the Epstein files. She's like, I went to his university and held a sign for 4 hours just saying this guy needs to go. And finally right. the president of the university came down and said, listen, we're not going to renew this guy's contract. Don't worry about it.
Well, it's so much like They Live, right? And we always use that example of like you put on the glasses and you see everything's propaganda, everything's fake and you know what, right? Yeah. This is a whole new level of that, right? Because you're walking down the street. And you're thinking about the government, maybe hearing, oh, well, Speaker Johnson is going to pass a new bill or do whatever. And it's like, these people either know about people barbecuing the baby or did it themselves.
Yep.
And it's like, they're legitimate somehow. And this is why I like, here's the thing. I may disagree with Massey on some things. I may disagree with Ro Khanna on some things, whatever. It doesn't matter. Anyone who recognizes, even if it's purely out of self-gain, anyone who realizes this is the winning opinion, I'm behind you. 100%, because we got to do something about these people. And all it would take for the avalanche to start, the small little shockwave that would have to go off, just unredact some of the names. That's all you got to do. It's not that hard. Just remove some of that black.
Yeah.
Right?
And some people have claimed that they are doing that, in fact. This is from Mario Nawfal on X. Epstein sent an email saying, quote, I loved the torture video. The recipient's name was blacked out. So people grabbed the blackout of Peter Mandelson from other redacted emails and put it over this redaction. It fits perfectly pixel for pixel.
Now, who's this individual?
So Peter Mandelson is the guy who was the is in the UK government, and he's the reason that the whole UK government is going down because his relationship with Epstein was revealed.
Oh,
and it caused them to question everything.
How wonderful. You know, a great idea. Maybe, you know, Epstein, this is how fun of a guy Epstein was. Epstein had a trap door in his office that led down to the water, led down to the sharks. Maybe we just do the same thing for all these people. It's very efficient.
Right.
We could even maybe use the same facility. Maybe that would purify it in some sanctifying way.
Yeah, yeah, right here. We will learn Epstein was also a serial killer, in my opinion.
Wait, get that up there.
Epstein files show a receipt for 655 gallons of sulfuric acid and a trap door to the sea.
I mean, that's Walter White, Breaking Bad, number one, like I heard you say. And
yep.
The trap door to the sea, I mean, that's where Mama Tiger Shark is. You know, Mama Tiger Shark knows that the babies come there.
Yep.
And like, it's sick. And I don't even want to say these things. Like I was listening to my dad. I was also listening to Owen, and I was listening to them review the files, and you have to turn it off. And it's very rare for me. Like I watched the Charlie Kirk thing probably like 50 times and it bothered me. It made me mad, but ultimately I was able to like analyze it and try. I was looking for info in the video. Of course, with this stuff, you have to like turn off the radio.
Yeah.
And like that's why I've been slacking. I haven't even done a full review of the files because everything I see is so demonic.
Yeah.
That I'm like, man, you know, I've been getting like 6 hours of sleep. I don't want to get like three.
Right.
You know, I'm looking a little chopped these days.
Well, so, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff, if you really think about it, it is haunting, right? It's like, like really sticks with you. Let's go to that video because this is a bit of a mixed bag here, I guess you could say, because it's protesters yelling at the King of England. But then other people defending him, right?
It's one guy. One lone brave man. And shout out to whoever he is. He's an info warrior. He's a patriot. He's a global hero. I won't even say American. Like, we should all embody the bravery of this guy because it's a lot harder for him to do it there than it is for us to do it here. And we're not even doing it here. It's one guy. And Prince Charles or King Charles or whatever. Charles. He ain't no king. He's a B-word. We'll just leave it at that because we're on radio and TV right now.
Yes, sir.
But he's lording over the people, you know. Kiss my hand, you know. God save the king. God bless the king. The British. Oh, and then like the fat women and the men are all crowded around him looking for, you know, approval or to kiss the ring of the king. And it's just one guy calling him out and they immediately go, shut up.
All right, let's
Enough.
Watch. I want to watch
we'll
it.
Watch
I haven't seen this here. So here is some dude named Charles being heckled by a true hero. Let's watch.
Charles, how long have you known about Andrew and Epstein?
Look at the sheep.
Wow.
Just begging for death, loving it, worshiping it every 5 seconds. Like, yes, maybe take me to the island, you know, maybe flay me alive.
And this is a man who has been alive and reigned, at least for a short time, over the complete dispossession and destruction of his own people. And they are
100%
eager to be blessed by a touch from him. It really is
sick. Can we get the portrait up? Can we get that nice little friendly red portrait of his? Can we pull that up real quick? Because I want the audience to understand how loving and peaceful and just gentle of a soul this guy is. He's just a happy old man who, you know, controls your entire country if you're a UK person. They say, it's all symbolic, the monarchy, this, that, or thing.
It's not.
You look at it. My dad talks about it all the time. You talk about it all the time. The EU Commission, they're all royalty.
Yeah.
They have kings.
And I'll be reading articles about the, here's the revelation of his... of his creepy ass portrait.
Look at that.
Where he just looks like a straight up demon. It's crazy.
And if you cut it into fourths, there's a goat face that appears.
Right.
Baphomet. It's unbelievable, man. And this guy, of course, I believe his son, the Prince Andrew, notorious diddler, always on the island. I think he's on record, at least allegedly, having, you know, raped and murdered and done stuff like that. It's allegedly. We can't say anything as fact. And ain't that sad, folks? Because if the names were unredacted, we could.
Yep.
Guaranteed.
No, it's just crazy. These and the thing is, I'll be reading an article about the UK, and it's like this party said this, and then this leader said this, and there's this, and it goes on and on. I read like 10 paragraphs, and then the last paragraph says, "Then the Queen decided this would happen, so that's what happened." And it's like, wait, what? So all of that was nothing. It was actually just the Queen's decision, and she made the decision by herself on her own and decided this. So like they pretend that the Queen doesn't have any. And this is somebody said this to me once, and it stuck with me the whole time. The Queen of England, who died recently, her real power, her real skill was acting like she was giving up her power, acting like she was just a figurehead while not giving up an ounce of real power. She did not actually limit the power of the royalty at all.
And that's really smart. You know, someone will have a lot of assets and have to pay a lot of taxes and do stuff like that. Hey, it's just a business now, you know, and the business owns it all. I don't own anything, but they run it all.
Yep.
And that's how all high-level people operate, whether it's on a small scale, just someone running a business, or, you know, someone running the demon pedophile organization.
Right. And, of course— you know, England has been a headquarters of this for a very long time. It's not a coincidence that they are tied into all of this so, succinctly or so directly.
The sun never set on the British Empire because even God wouldn't turn his back on an Englishman.
Mm. And this was I remember this. This was a creepy thing where it was like DNA, but then a third strand in the double helix. So it's this like creepy next level human thing where
I mean, think about it. They live in these giant castles. They're in love with being alive forever and ruling the world and being a part of the elite class. Ultimately, I know it's not here. I know it's not America, but J.D. Vance goes over there and lectures him and says, you need to not restrict speech, blah, 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 blah. We got cops showing up at people's houses in Florida, man.
Yeah.
About like harmless, like a libtard makes a post and it's too much. We're very close to this. And that's why, me personally, that's why I don't engage in all the Trump worship. That's why I don't, because it creeps me out, man. We shouldn't have a ruler like that, in my opinion, because they get to get away with too much because the public is trained to love them.
Yeah. And it sucks because, in reality, a real class of aristocracy who actually had the noblesse oblige and actually understood that it was a two-way street and that actually they were empowered with all this stuff, specifically and exclusively for the protection of their own people— then that would actually be a great way to stop some of the, you know, democratization that has, you know, destroyed things where basically you just have the TV is in charge and everybody believes the TV, so they all vote for the same thing. Theoretically, you know, having a class of people that their position is unquestionable, you know, it's why the Supreme Court gets lifetime appointments in America. It's because we don't want people having to fight for that job. They're there.
Good
they're
point.
In it. Nothing they do can get them out unless it's really egregious. It's actually a really successful way to help the people underneath the royalty, but it all went off the rails at some point, it seems.
Yeah, you know, let's leave these old systems behind. Let's get rid of the people that, you know, are implicated in any which way, and it's both sides. It's left and right. You know, I'm very critical of Trump, right? And I believe he's implicated in the files. But when you look at the left and you look at the media coverage of what's been going on, the only two names you're going to see are Howard Lutnick and Donald Trump.
Right.
And it's Democrats and Republicans. All of them have to go. They're all implicated in all of this stuff. So I think that's a very key message, because a lot of times I get people are critical of me because like I'm too black-pilled or whatever. I don't support the current administration. Maybe there's some truth to that, right? I think there is. But at the same time, there's an operation being run where in the controlled collapse, they always set up one side to rise and then fall. Like Obama gets in, people are disappointed in Obama. Trump gets in, people are disappointed in Trump. Biden gets in, people are disappointed. Blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on and on. And this is going to be turned into a thing of like, okay, we're just going to slit the throat metaphysically of the Republican Party, and then it's Democrat time because Democrats are great and they're exposing the files now. Aren't they based? Aren't they cool? No.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. It's not so simple as a two-team sport. It's a bunch of different power interests and factions that are all in little networks and nodes, and that's how they interact with each other. That's how it works in media, politics, everything, right? And until we address the root of the problem, which is this is a network of satanic baby eaters,
yep,
nothing will change.
So what do you think about Trump? I mean, what do you think? My impression has been that it's Howard Lutnick and Susie Wiles and the people around him.
Right.
He hasn't seen the files at all. He has no idea what's in the files. All they're telling him is this is an attempt to get you, and any attention you pay to it is just feeding the fire. So just it's all about you, and they're trying to get you and ignore the rest of it. When really, if you look, it's like, dude, your second in command is freaking betraying you and is on their team. But they're keeping that information from him. What do you think about that?
You know, I just don't know. I just don't know. I think he's implicated somehow. That's my opinion. I know that's not shared by a lot of people in this building, but that is my view. Ultimately, all these people know each other too well. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing you got to look at is like, I can remember off the top of my head, probably like, you know, five or six people I've been really close with, you know, over the past like 7 or 8 years, right? And you think about the socialites, and you think about the way they all interact. And it's true, like, yeah, you bump into people, you go to parties, this, that, the other thing. It was a very small niche elite community. And the thing that Epstein did that's so terrifying is, it's like my dad talked about, it's the real satanic stuff. It's the gene editing. It's figuring out, you know, how to make a little one do things more. And we won't even get into it because it makes me want to puke to even think about it. I have three younger sisters. It's so gross. But Epstein was tapped in with the power structure, not just political, not just money, but also high education. Mm. Right. So all these people, they run together because someone that's rich wants to meet someone that's famous. Someone that's famous wants to meet someone that's smart. It's kind of a rock, paper, scissors game.
Right.
It goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And they just say, oh, well, I knew it is. I went on the plane one time. It is what it is. I never went to Island, blah, blah, blah. I just don't believe any of it anymore, because if you didn't, then unredact the names of everyone else and be the greatest hero ever in American society.
Exactly.
Bigger than George Washington.
Exactly.
Bigger than Abraham Lincoln. This is bigger than the Civil War, because ultimately we survived the Civil War. We won't survive this.
Well, and think about this. Again, just the comparison to the UK from Gateway Pundit. Now, there was like one or two people in the UK government that were shown to be associates with Jeffrey Epstein. And, you know, really, it's just their association that's been the scandal. But when you get into the details, it's right. Like he was sharing them sort of classified information and helping give information that was classified and you know, cheat the market that way.
Right.
But in response to that, quote, British government is crumbling after Chief of Staff McSweeney, now Director of Communications, Allen also quits, upping pressure on failing Prime Minister Keir Starmer to resign. So this Mandelson guy has resigned. The Prince Andrew has been kicked out of his home. Starmer's about to collapse. All of the people around him are resigning. And it's like, where is this in America? What the hell is going on that the UK is responding appropriately to this?
Dude, I was thinking about putting a bet in on Keir. I bet he's gone by the end of next month.
Yeah,
I think there's some plus side money there. I mean, it's time, you know, Keir Starmer, queer farmer, whatever you want to call him. You know, he's not a friend of the show. I was about to say that.
No, not a friend of the show.
Not a friend.
A regular feature on the show. Yes.
We hope he's gone, because you gotta remember, it all goes together, right? The murder of people in foreign wars and the genociding of ethnic groups, the abortion and the mass slaughter of children, the forced migration, the replacement of native populations. It's all downstream of being a PDF file, because ultimately what is being a PDF file mean? It's the ultimate form of dehumanization, where you go, that thing's not a person, that thing's not worth anything, I'm better than that thing, so I can just do whatever I want to it. Where a normal person with a soul goes, that's another me.
Yep.
Because you're supposed to see Christ, but you're also supposed to see yourself in literally every single person that you look at. So all of these societal problems with the murder and the death and all the things that Keir Starmer is also responsible for or implicated in or knows about, it's all going to come out, and they're going to get rid of this guy. I wonder when it'll be, how it will take place. I'd bet money on it. Keir Starmer out by next month.
Good riddance. We'll be right back.
There's a popular online meme, Alex Jones was right. Well, I'm not always right, but I'm right about 98% of the time, and I strive to be right. And not just with the news and information we cover and my predictions, but with the products we bring you. And all the products at thealexjonesstore.com are amazing. But the most powerful, the one that 99% of people have basically instant results with, I bet like 3 people out of 500 I've given to that didn't feel anything, is our Ultra Methylene Blue, made in Florida and 10 times stronger, incredible energy. 99% of people within 30 minutes. Feel the energy, no letdown. And it's so good for your cells. Again, it would take hours to get into all the things it does for your body. Ladies and gentlemen, it's available right now, back in stock. Get yours, and it keeps this broadcast and what we do on the air, so it's a 360 win. If you don't get our ultramethylene blue, you're really missing out, and it really is better than any methylene blue I've ever taken. Believe me, you're missing out if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com and get our ultramethylene blue. It is simply insane.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans, and we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it. And like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1. It's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS, Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food. Stop drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby. I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives. These bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is forest green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get some ultramethylene blue.
What do you got there, Angel Eyes?
It's a new Patriot Silver folding knife from thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, Blondie, look at me. I got all three.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room final segment with Rex Jones in studio. Follow him on X at Rex Jones News with a Z. 50% off.com.
Can I go ahead and do a little something real quick?
Yeah,
really quick.
Before we forget, I know you want to do this. Go ahead.
Yeah, could we pull up the Ghost Room Force Instagram real quick? If anyone can do that, I'd really appreciate it. So we're doing a new thing. I'm doing a new thing. I've started a new functional mushroom company where you can get the highest dose functional mushrooms basically on Earth for the best price on Earth as well. So just want a little plug for myself. We don't have it ready.
So what's okay. What's it called again?
Here, it's okay. Let's just go into the news.
No. The crew is supposed to bring this up. There it is.
Yeah.
Go Shroom Force.
Yes. If you can go ahead and get me to 100 followers, if 100 of you guys listening right now, just go and follow me right now on Instagram. That'll be the coolest thing ever. If you go to shroomforce.com, you can sign up for additional discounts when we launch. This is going to be a really, really cool thing. Okay, just wanted to make people aware of it.
So you haven't started selling yet, but you're building up the anticipation.
We're launching tomorrow.
Oh,
you're going to want to stay ready and stay anticipated. I mean, lion's mane mushroom, 600 milligrams in a capsule, 60 capsules in a packet. available for under $30. That's the dose that's actually used in a study. And that's the thing, right? I've always been proud of the products that we had on InfoWars Store and now the Alex Jones Store, because you look at it and they're actual efficacious doses of the things used, right? When someone does a Shilajit study, or when someone does methylene blue study, or when someone does any one of these things for any one of the products, we match that dose and we formulate it for you and we present it for you. That's my supplement philosophy. And if you go to GoShroomForce.com and you just make the decision to either sign up and subscribe, or you make the decision to just follow us on Instagram, which really is easy, it would be amazing. I would appreciate it. And it's going to be really cool. That was probably the worst plug I've ever done in my entire life. Wow, that was bad. But if you go to GoShroomForce on Instagram, or you go to shroomforce.com and either sign up on the email list, or you just give us a follow on Instagram, I'd really appreciate it. Well, that's all I got. Thank you, Harrison. That was horrible. I just bombed the show.
No. That was great. I mean, obviously, mushrooms are like a very big supplement thing that's come up over the last few
years. It's the biggest growing sector in the supplement industry, and that's because people know it works. Whether it's mushroom coffee or mushroom supplementation, a lot of these products, they try to be all in one, and they have like 100 milligrams here, 200 milligrams there. These are the highest dose products on the market, literally at an unbeatable price. If you find a better price, I'll lower mine.
I've had some really delicious mushroom tea. That was really good. Or coffee, I guess.
Oh, dude, and my manufacturer, like my manufacturer, my partner in all of this, we actually grow edible mushrooms. Oh. We sell them to restaurants as well.
Oh, nice.
So I've gotten really big into all the mycology stuff. It's very cool.
You're a fungi now.
Yeah. Fungus.
fungi.
Fungi guy.
So on Instagram, GoShroomForce or ShroomForce.com. That's S-H-R-O-O-M. Force.com. Very exciting stuff. You launch tomorrow. Let's get those.
Yes.
We want to get triple digit followers today. I know
I
there's 100 people with Instagram listening to my voice right now. It's actually hundreds of thousands. So go now.
You won't be disappointed. And look at this. This is a true professional. Okay. Cause I come in here with my polo shirt and I'm kind of bumbling around, falling around the studio. My dog's in here on the break trying to tear up the mics and stuff. And Harrison just sits here and he's dialed in. This is a blue chip prospect. Blue chip, I'm telling you. But go ahead, let's get into the news.
Let's get into the news. We actually have some breaking news here. The crew informed me that there has been an announcement made by Thomas Massey and Ro Khanna. Now, these were two of the people. And
they're based.
The most prominent based people who were actually given unrestricted access to the unredacted files, Epstein files, today. So this was their first public statement since seeing all of the stuff we've been speculating about. They got to see the files with no black boxes, no redactions. Let's see what they have to say. Let's watch.
How much new information then did you see that was unredacted, or did it look pretty similar to what we've seen publicly?
I mean, what we're after is the men who Jeffrey Epstein trafficked women to. We want those names published. We're not out to embarrass people. And the problem is we went in there hoping to see that in 302 forms. What we found out is those 302 forms were redacted before they got to the DOJ. So
who does that?
Legislation directs the FBI, which is the agency that produced those 302 forms, to also produce these documents. The Attorney General is ultimately responsible for that production. So that's why we're here at the DOJ to view these files. But there needs to be more information given in those 302s. So I was disappointed we didn't find that. But it's also clear, just sort of as a check, checking their homework, that they need to do a little more homework. There are six men. We went in there for 2 hours. There's millions of files, right? And in a couple of hours, we found six men whose names have been redacted, who are implicated in the way that the files are presented. And finally, the documents that they put up and decided for one reason or another they had to take back down, I was hoping to see those here. They didn't appear to be in the database that we were able to search. Those ostensibly are wholly redacted files now. We know they exist. They published them for a brief period of time and pulled them back. They need to answer to us as to do they intend to redact those files and put them back up and put them in the database so that we can search them and see if it was appropriate to take them back down from the website.
Are these men U.S. citizens? What fields do they work in? Is it finance? Is it political?
At least one is a U.S. citizen. At least one is a foreigner. And the other three or four have names. I'm not sure if they're foreigner U.S.
And which field do they work in? Is it finance, banking, political?
One is pretty high up in a foreign government.
And some are, they're one of the others is a pretty prominent individual. But I think that the point is that these six are just what we found in 2 hours of a review of the files that aren't redacted. The broader issue is why so many of the files they're getting are redacted in the first place. And until that becomes unredacted, the main things that they're sending to the career attorneys to review, I don't think we're going to have full compliance with the law or get to the question that most Americans want to know. Who were the rich and powerful people who went to this island? Did they rape underage girls? Did they know that underage girls were being paraded around? And after seeing this, I don't blame the U.S. attorneys, the assistant U.S. attorneys reviewing it. If they're reviewing redacted material, what are they supposed to do? But they're getting, it seems like, material that's already been redacted.
Wow. Okay. A lot of information there. Well, what's your first takeaway?
Well, last I checked, conspiracy regarding any kind of crime is almost worse than the crime itself. If charging, or at least you get charged the same, you know, if you help plan a bank robbery and the other people do it, you're just as guilty as they are. How does that work for the government? Exactly. When the government engages in criminal conspiracy, it's not a conspiracy theory, CIA was blah, blah, blah. It's a literal conspiracy. Like, a conspiracy is a real thing, right? It's so real, it's in the criminal code. How does it work when the government engages in such a thing? Openly. This is openly aiding and abetting PDF files.
Yeah, that's a great question. So just to recap what they said, they were looking for 302 forms, which are the forms that the FBI will make after they interview somebody. It's basically the report, and sometimes they'll record and do a 302, or sometimes it'll just be the 302 that says, I'm agent this, I met with this person on this day at this place, here's what we discussed, here's what they said.
Right.
So he was saying he's looking forward to looking at the raw 302 information, unredacted, but that was unavailable. It was actually redacted in the supposedly unredacted files because apparently they were given over to the Department of Justice from the FBI already redacted. Okay, so that's very interesting and disturbing. So
yeah, the black files, the ones that are completely redacted, where there's no information, and they're like, hey, this exists, and it has everything you've ever wanted to know on it ever, and you don't get to have it.
And it's totally redacted. Now, he said they spent 2 hours looking at it. Apparently, you know, they were able to look at what we've seen,
right?
But without the redactions, except for the ones that have been put up and then withdrawn down. Those should not have been excluded, obviously. That would be a crime, I would think. And, you know, when we first started talking about this and when they first passed the bill that said they had to release the Epstein files, you know, it was my point that this is a pitched battle between the Republic and the bureaucracy, the representation and the, you know, function of government, right? Because it was something that, like, everybody wanted. The representatives voted for it, and so it became a question of, do we as voters still have any say in our government?
No,
our will be ignored?
You don't. It might as well be you wake up on election day and you pour yourself a big bowl of Lucky Charms, and instead of milk for the liquid, you use Jack Daniels. I think that is a better use of your time at this point, because it's just, you can't vote against it. Either way you go.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Yeah. I know people that black pill doomer, I'm like, whatever. I mean, we're paying taxes to these people.
Well, and the fact that we got any files is sort of means that there's still some semblance of representation and the will of the people coming forth.
I would say they have to pay lip service. You know, like the public knows that it exists. The public, you know, especially women, they love true crime. They love all this type of stuff. This is the ultimate true crime story. So you've got normies. Ultimately, that's why Candace Owens has been so successful with her soap opera, right? Because it's targeting the people that just found out about all this stuff 5 minutes ago. And it's that classic example of my dad dealing with Eddie Bravo on Rogan. He's like, I understand you a lot more than someone that's just totally asleep, right? Because when you're awake and you're like, we're in the Matrix, they're harvesting our energy, I'm in the pod, I have to wake up and go to Morpheus now, that's too much to handle. It's not fair. None of this is right. Our government has aggrieved us on multiple levels. This is just one of them.
Absolutely. And if the crew can bring up that tweet, that was Massey hinting at who it was he saw. So they said in the 2 hours they found six men who'd been implicated and not charged. And he says, this is a well-known retired CEO. DOJ should unredact this. Why did they redact it?
I mean, it literally says co-conspirator. So he didn't traffic anybody. All right, so this is the land. He didn't traffic anybody, but we got co-conspirators.
Right. Well, I mean, the classic absurdity is the fact that they were charged for trafficking, but they never said who they trafficked them to. How do you traffic somebody without a buyer at the end of it? It doesn't make any sense. Okay, so they said that One man was American. One man was foreign. The four other men that they noticed, they didn't know if they were foreign or American. And they said that one person who I assume they're saying is that foreigner they identified was high up in a foreign government. Any guesses?
A little place in the Middle East, probably. You know, a little happy place in the Middle East where they never have any
Jordan.
Problems.
It was probably Jordan or Lebanon.
Egypt, I say.
Egypt. It had to have been Egypt.
Those damn North Koreans, those pesky North Koreans, they're always involved in everything, aren't they? Yeah. Oh, but it's always Russia's fault as well. We can't forget that.
A sultan seems to have sent this. DOJ should make it public. I'm in China.
They even have sultans now? This is still real? We got sultans?
So that's interesting. So this is the one that they're saying, where are you? Are you okay? I love the torture video.
That's on brand for the Dubai people. They love to, you know, fly a girl out and then doo-doo on her.
Right. Well,
very popular.
And then this person says, I'm in China. I'll be in the U.S. second week of May. So people looked at that and checked the travel dates of well-known people. And I believe, first I saw that Hillary Clinton was apparently in China at this time. But the fact that they say I'll be in the U.S., in early May or whatever they say, that to me says that they're not from the U.S., right? They'd said, I'll be back in the U.S. at this date. But he's saying, no, I will be in the U.S. for this date to this date. That makes me think it's a foreigner. Somebody else apparently and allegedly, we checked it with the travel plans of Benjamin Netanyahu and that he apparently also fits that. He was in China then was in America on the exact date that it said. But then Thomas Massey says that that person is a sultan. So that would not be the same as Benjamin Netanyahu, although it could have been.
Isn't it interesting? Like, you know, a normal company or something, a medium-sized company, they'll have a team-building retreat, you know, for the middle or upper management. You go, you play tug-of-war or, like, do paintings or something or do trust falls. Ultimately, the highest level of that, if you're an elite in governance, wherever you are around the world, apparently the team-building retreat is at the island and the team-building exercise is filleting somebody.
Yeah, apparently so. And again, you know, I've been saying for a while, like, if you knew about Bohemian Grove, none of this should really be that much of a surprise,
they
right?
They pray to a giant effigy of Moloch, and
human
they burn
sacrifice.
An effigy of the child in front of it. I mean, it's been known for 20 years. And I think the collective consciousness of the American public is there for this, and that's why we have to seize on this opportunity. I don't think people will let this go. I have enough faith in the country because it's universal, man. Everyone's got family. Everyone's got kids. We want these people to breathe. Our people to breathe instead of the PDF files that have, you know, stopped the little ones from breathing. I mean, they have a shark pit. Epstein had a shark pit. He had a trap door where they fed the tiger shark. The bodies. And everything's redacted. And there's co-conspirators, but he never traveled to anybody. It's too much. I can't. And you talk about the beef jerky. You talk about the cheese holders. Oh, I forgot the cheese holder. Talking about, being able to imprison a little one.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so sick.
It
Living
is,
in
man.
Twilight Zone.
It's beyond sick. So, Maybe I kind of want to switch up a little bit here because but this is all tied in together.
It's all one thing.
Right. And this in particular, the strategy being used right now to divide and conquer us.
Right.
Specifically when it comes to the Republican Party, there's a dichotomy that I'm seeing be established, a false dichotomy that I'm seeing established that is basically saying you are either with Israel 100% or you're a leftist Islamist, you know, progressive. And
yes,
I mean, I know a lot of people are going, well, yeah, obviously people are saying that, but clearly this has been like told from on high. I almost wanted to replay the Dan Bongino clip that we played on Friday because he has clearly been read into this and he's not subtle enough to like cover up what he's doing. And so here's it's likely. It doesn't have a ritual sacrifice. No.
Social media users speculated that the door.
It was for swimming.
Snopes speculated that the door was used for nefarious purposes related to unproven. I mean, spirit cooking, Marina Abramovich, Huma Abedin, all these. This Bohemian Grove, like you talk about, the emails, they're out there, they're open. They're not talking about grape soda. Not talking about walnuts, talking about little kids and little black kids and what they're going to do to them. It's sick. Like, we know what a lot of this coded language means already, but the normies will go, oh, I go to Snopes on my phone and it tell me truth.
Yep.
And we got to break that spirit in the country. We really got to do it. And Bongino, you talk about him. What causes near and dear to your heart that classic clip? And he goes, Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Israel. And it's the same thing of Epstein. It's like, have you seen the file? Did he kill himself? He goes, I've seen the file.
He killed himself.
Right.
Right. Nothing more to look into, which, like, nothing again, to see here. Even from what we have already, it's like you were lying, dude, but he's still sticking with it.
And with what you talked about,
yep.
What you talked about the splitting of the Republican Party, you're either pro-Israel, Zionist is a good thing, or you're, you know, evil leftist, libtard, whatever, that's the greatest gift to the Democrats ever, because all of the independents, all the young people that got onto the Trump platform based on pro-economy, pro-peace through strength, actual peace through strength, meaning ending the damn wars and exposing these people, getting the Epstein file out there, all three things, which I view, in my view, a lot of Americans' views he's failed on. This is a gift to the Democrats because those people are just going to go over to them because, sadly, people are not politically informed enough to reject the system or to build a new party. They're just going to go wherever the wind blows. And that's why with the historically high unapproval rating on both parties, we've really got to push for something different. It's enough already.
Yeah. And it, again, it's a false dichotomy. And I think Candace Owens is playing right into this, too.
Oh, she's having fun with it, man. She's doing tricks on it.
Because it's the same type of thing where if you go, hey, you know, Candace Owens is wrong about this thing, they go, oh, so you are pro-Israel now,
right.
Huh? So now you're happy that they're killing Palestinians. And it's like, what the hell are you
talking
about?
That's why my show is called The Gray Area, man. The show I do with Tim Tompkins, a phenomenal show. If you want to pull up the X for it. I mean, this is what we talk about is we're post-duopoly, man. And like, that's what I grew up with here. And we got on the Trump train because he said all the right stuff and promised all the right stuff. But ultimately, are we loyal to Trump or are we loyal to America?
Right. And Trump broke the mold. I mean, the reason Trump was awesome was because he destroyed the Bushes and the Clintons and he took them over. But now he's allowed his movement to be co-opted by the neocons with the help of Israel, who have decided that this is the dividing line. You're either with us or against us, which is especially absurd because we hear from Israelis like Benjamin Netanyahu and others that Europeans have anti-Semitism in their DNA, yet they're trying to define the West as being Judeo-Christian,
right.
as opposed to the liberal, progressive, Islamist type people. But it's like, okay, how did the West create a culture that is defined entirely by love of the Jews if they're also have anti-Semitism in their DNA?
It's all the end of history stuff. It's all the we write the textbook so we can tell you the truth. Here's the thing. America's a very young country, and the reason why it's so easy for people to pull on our heartstrings and do this, that, the other thing, is they go, look, there was a time where it was better, and it can be better again if you just vote for us. And that's the MAGA message, but it's also, you know, just the message of both political parties at large. And ultimately, we have to look at it and say, hey, things may be maybe they've never been as good as we want them to be. Maybe we've always had problems. But just because we've always had problems doesn't mean we can just aspire to like have a small change for the better. We should be 500% better, 5,000% better. These things are very basic. If we had taken the $600 billion instead of giving it to Ukraine or Israel, if we'd spent it at home, I think we'd be a lot better off than we are now. Even if we just wasted it and gave it to, you know, fat people on EBT, whatever, I think that would be more of a net positive. You know, if we had more fat Americans waddling around, but millions of people were alive around the globe that aren't alive right now and other countries willing to work with us, maybe that would be better, right? So I try to aspire to grand political change instead of, you know, working with these systems because these systems are broken.
And see, that's the issue, is that the right wing is hungry for this monumental, like, groundswell change to take place.
Right.
But it's weird because we really just want to go back to what we were before. So it's weird that we want like a revolution to get back to what we were. But the only people actually offering revolutionary change are the socialists and the communists, who always do this. They point, just like in 1917, they'd point to the czar and go, look how bad it is under him.
We're going to fix it.
Don't you want us?
Yeah.
And then you get the Gulag Archipelago.
They kill everybody.
So not America's obviously not 100% perfect, but you don't go to communism with that. We need a monumental wholesale change in the way things are operating, but nobody on the right seems even capable of elucidating what that would look like for us. It's always the left, you know, pushing that idea. So how do we champion this monumental, universal, like massive change?
I think it's about coming together, and that's why I really like this Epstein issue, because it's something everyone can agree on. I think everyone can also agree on, hey, like, we're radically pro-life over here. We believe life begins at conception. We're anti-abortion. I consider it to be murder. A lot of the reason why America suffered so much is because over 60 million little ones have been flushed down the toilet, and we consider that not to be life, right? But if you're pro-life, I'm also pro-people getting health care. You say, I don't want government giving me health care. You think I need government to take care of me? I'm a tough man. It's like, okay, you're a trained slave. You've been trained to accept endless military spending and endless foreign conflicts in exchange, you know, for a few goodies. If the Europeans can have it, why can't we? And why can't this be, you know, a right wing or a centrist platform? Because you marry them together, it makes sense. Hey, you want people to have kids? Make it affordable to have a kid.
Yep.
You want to be ideologically consistent, I'm right with you. You want to end the PDF files, I'm right there with you. You want to end the wars, I'm right there with you. That's literally the political platform. And you look at these people, whether it's a congressman, whether it's a senator, whether it's someone in the executive branch, it's like, we're on the team and we're winning. And look, we just owned XYZ and we got a bill passed that banned a single food diet. We're killing it. We're doing blah, blah, blah. You know what we want you to do. You ran on what we wanted you to do. If Trump did what he promised to do, he would have been the greatest president in this term, or had the greatest term ever. That can't be said. You got to be honest.
Yep.
That's my view. I'm a radical centrist. And what centrist means to me is not, I'm in the middle. I have this opinion because it's nice. I take opinions from the right. I take opinions from the left. And I just take what's good and I leave out what's bad. And that's what America needs to be going forward. Leave it all behind. You're not a donkey. You're not an elephant. You're a freaking human being made in the image of God. You have to value that.
And listen, there's something incredibly absurd about the fact that when the president of the United States gives the State of the Union, half of the congressmen and senators either don't show up or refuse to stand,
sit down, yeah,
and just or want to shout out and ruin it. Meanwhile, Benjamin Netanyahu comes in, standing ovations, both parties the whole time.
It's unacceptable. Like,
that should be the American president. The American president should have the full, you know, support of all the congressmen and senators.
You see who's really in charge.
That's the thing. And it's like, but can we not have that here? Can we not all agree, hey, we got all these differences, but like, we agree on this. America is America, and it's good.
We're not asking for a lot. We're not asking for a lot at all. This is very basic. Just do what you said you were going to do. That's why you're popular, Trump, is because you have that ethos. The tough guy image doesn't come from you owning a skyscraper. The tough guy image comes from you almost getting killed by that bullet. Yep. That's where the tough guy image comes from. The tough guy image comes from you defeating Hillary Clinton because you said you put her in jail. And, oh, she's walking around right now. She might expose everything.
Yep.
Bill Clinton's like, I've done a lot of bad stuff in my life. I barbecued a few babies, but if it means we can stop this all, heal the country, I might burn in hell, but maybe others won't. And then you'd be like, that's the American hero. I mean, come right. on, Bill. It's like someone's got to fall on the sword, but we got to support them. You got to die. You're evil. You're the enemy, but at least you admit it. At least you're like, yeah, I went to the freaking island, man. And all these other people did too, we would build a statue of that person.
Dude.
Would we not?
That's actually making a lot of sense because I've been wondering what the Clinton play is here because they're like, oh, we want to testify and we want it to be public. They might be actually trying to go, hey.
Ain't that ironic?
Oh my God. They're going to actually present themselves as the champions against Trump who's trying to
come out. I'm going to come out here and tell the truth. I like my Bill Clinton. I think my Bill Clinton's
that's
pretty
very good. I haven't been brave enough to try that on the show yet. Rex, thank you so much for being here with us, folks. You got to follow Rex at Rex Jones News with a Z. Follow Shroom Force. Go to shroomforce.com.
Shroomforce.com. Go Shroom Force on Instagram. If we can get to 100 on Shroom Force, I'll be like, I'm already eternally grateful if just one person goes there. Please help a brother out. Help a brother out. I'm a little hood. Help a brother out.
Hey, and don't forget, folks, go to thealexjonesstore.com. The ultimate gut and brain bundle is bovine colostrum plus, methylene blue, and methylene red. All together, you get them for 50% off. Just massive discounts right now.
Get
thealexjonesstore.com. And we'll see you tomorrow, folks.
And on video.
We sell the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and knives at theauctionstore.com. And they've had some awesome daggers and awesome trench knives. That's all great. But I said, I want a wide selection of high quality folding knives, flip knives, you name it. So people have a one-stop shop. They got in a few thousand knives a few months ago. They sold out very quickly. Four or five great designs. They got a bigger shipment in just the last few days. Our sponsor, just really top flight knives. These knives, this knife right here you see, in the green, highest quality Damascus steel, all of it. These sell in stores for $75 all day. We're selling for $40, $40-something bucks. Okay? So look at that flip. Flips right out. Got a nice little, my signature on it, real small. Nice little memento. You support the broadcast. That is a really nice knife. It clips on to your belt buckles. We have it in the green. We have it in the murdered out black. We have it also in silver without it being blacked out. Those are great knives. Those are the new designs. Now, those 200 left of the Skull Crusher World War II trench knife with the Spartan tip of the spear. So they held those back. Those are available. A little bit left they held back in their overstock of the Fire of Its Beauty. But this is a really cool knife. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. Limited stock of that came back in. Also, the Alex Jones burnt orange folding knife, and this is the knife that sold out the quickest of any knife. They got 500 of these, 1,000 now just came in. The first one sold out like in hours. Alex Jones ring blade. I guess those are popular. This is something I didn't really call for, but it's awesome. Got that ring on the back, got the deal. It's really nice. Those are all back in stock right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But while you're at it, get methylene blue, Irish sea moss, and more, and check out the Patriot Apparel, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.